Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod, Rick Mexa. We're live with Captain John Collins here and in the studio. Fishing expert, not expert. Man, I just tied... in the break there, just tied a couple times that Springer knot. What an easy knot.
And think about
and
that.
Low profile.
You tied that with 100-pound fluorocarbon,
yeah.
Which is
piece of cake.
For sure one of the more difficult styles and sizes of line to tie knots with. It's one that most people get afraid of. A lot of people think, oh, 100-pound, you have to crimp it. You can't tie a knot with that. It's too stiff. It's too big. But you just tied it like nothing in a little teeny knot.
And
it's cool.
And Tommy filmed it for our YouTube channel. I guess you filmed it, and we're going to put it up on our Instagram.
You got it. Yeah, I did it on my Instagram account, which we will post to the Let's Talk Hookup one. And then going forward for the rest of the show, next time we tie a knot, we'll go live on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram. So check that if you want to see a live feed as it happens. And obviously, it'll be on our YouTube channel as soon as Tommy P gets it all edited up and ready for the website.
Along with the Springer knot and also the Tony Pena knot. What other knots maybe we're going to try and challenge today, John? Any ideas?
No, you come up with one.
Well let's I mean, we've done it before, and you've seen the video, but let's do a redo of the John Collins knot, too, for people that maybe haven't seen before.
Yeah,
want to see it again, tune in on our Instagram, and we'll do it. We'll do one live from the master himself.
Yeah, from John Collins himself. Yeah. Hey, if you want to go on a great trip, two spots opened up on the Tony Reyes trip in May.
Oh, no way.
Coming up, yeah. It was sold out. And of course, your host, Tommy P, will be there. He's in the studio here. Tommy goes on that trip every year. Two guys had to cancel, so two spots are open on our Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip. Such a bargain.
Oh, man.
And such an incredible, incredible trip and a good time of the year, too. So you want to go, call the Longfin in Orange. Check Tony Reyes. .com or just call the Longfin and grab one or two of those two spots left on our Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Tony Reyes.
You got it. Well, as you can hear this hour, we got another great show coming your way. If you want to join us, it's been a very busy morning. All the phone lines are packed up, but there's going to be plenty of shots to get you through. Again, those two ways to do it, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to talk to John Collins, you might get a shot at winning this great prize that we're giving away at the end of the show today, and that's an overnight trip on board the Freedom out of 22nd Street Landing. An awesome trip, and thanks so much to John and all the boys up at 22nd Street for making that happen. We are very stoked for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by a great opportunity. It's our fishdope.com report, and don't miss the 7th annual Ultimate Bay Bass Seminar and Sale, January the 27th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's all the starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup. It's going to be starting at 7, followed by the Ultimate Panel Discussion right next door at Fast Lane Kayaks. Almost everything will be on sale at Dana Landing. They're going to have big discounts on the tackle that you need, with over 20 different tackle representatives and vendors on hand to answer your questions. It's going to be free lunch from Traeger. It's one day only, Sunday, January 27th, and only at Dana Landing. It's right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Every year, that is such a cool
event.
And it's
bigger. The 7th annual is even bigger and better than ever. Over 20 vendors.
And those guys so inappropriately put rad stuff on sale.
Oh,
it's awesome. It is a great time of year. I mean, really, it's the best time of year, probably period, to stock up on swim baits and lead heads and weedless hooks and all those things. And we always joke, like, this is the time of year when those things sail on their own. There's no reason to put them on sale. But not only do they do that, they make it a bargain of a price, too. It's a rad event and way, way worth making.
Sunday, the 27th of January. Mark your calendar. Don't miss it.
You got it. Well, let's start off our Catch Sport with our FishDope.com reporter of the man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, Mark.
Oh, that's on me this morning. Hey, Mark, good morning.
Just when you guys thought it was safe to break down your tuna tackle for the season.
Right,
yeah,
I gotta
right?
I tell you, 2019 is off to one hell of a start.
You're not kidding.
This is crazy, Mark.
It's you know, I thought I was going to be talking about sculpin. Sorry,
yeah.
Guys. No sculpin report this week. Yeah, the biggest breaking news is the amount of that bluefin that opted to show themselves this week. I mean, it's been around. You know, little dabs been seen here and there for quite some time. But this week, for whatever reason, it floated up big time. Schools showed all the way from just right off the rigs here off of Huntington to in across kind of the 14 in toward Newport, just outside Dana, all the way to just outside Oceanside and Carlsbad zone. Some of that fish in the lower zone was only a couple miles off the beach. I mean, it's just crazy to think you're fishing 50, 60, 70-pound bluefin, looking at the cars driving down Coast Highway, go figure, but whatever. But like typical bluefin, it's definitely been more show than go. There's been a little bit of fish caught on Colt Sniper, some on sardine, some on live squid, and at least one caught right at dark last night on a live slow troll mackerel. But it's definitely around, and it's good grade fish, guys. It's mostly 60 to 80, so at least 30, 40 is better. And we'll see what happens with this little bit of weather. But there's a big spread of fish that opted to show themselves, and there's more offshore. It's just, so along with that bluefin, some of the kelps up here are holding some, not big ones, but definitely nice grade yellows, catchable size. At least two boats had decent scores. My buddies Pete and Dan were out there fishing locally yesterday, and they had, I think, six or maybe seven. And then another boat a couple days ago on the 209 had over a dozen fish, I think it was, 6 to 12-pounders. And that's just crazy again for January. I mean, what the heck? And then along with that, for you guys fishing bass out there in the local areas, especially nighttime, use that heavier gear. There's quite a bit of big sea bass starting to show up. You know, we got a little bit of local squid here and there, and I think that sea bass is starting to push in there. I saw some pictures yesterday that gave me a little heads up, and all good, great fish there. Fish that heavier tackle, guys. The sand bass fishing at night has been very good. And, of course, a sculpin that we were going to be talking about till all this other stuff showed up has been biting full speed also. And
how about
it's
that?
Not a bad
huh?
report for the first week of January, guys.
Yeah, bluefin, sea bass, sculpin.
Yeah, kelp patty yellows. Like what?
Kelp patty yellows.
Yeah, is this August? I mean, what's going on here, Mark?
Yeah, well, here, listen to this. And this is not an efficient thing, but I think it may have some bearing on why we have some of these things that we're seeing. Because this whole winter, just talking to my friends that, you know, study water and all that, we're kind of watching this thing. And it's just, you know, the wind blows like hell and the water really doesn't drop that much. So looking at the National Hurricane Service there, the forecast guys, they've actually got a special tropical offshore report for, you know, the hint of what might be a tropical storm down, you know, it's like 1,200 miles off Baja. It's got nothing to do with us. But there's never been this much of a hint of a storm in January.
Crazy.
In all
those
years they've been keeping records. So we got some crazy stuff going on in our eastern tropical Pacific here. And I think it bodes well for another good season for us.
Okay, we're on.
I like
it,
buddy.
2019 going to be a record epic season. Let's just go
it
on.
It sure got
that,
started
right?
that way.
I was going to say, you can't start a great season without having, you know, 5 days into the year having a report of bluefin, yellows, sea bass, everything else.
When does that ever happen?
Yeah, we'll take this, Mark.
Right? Yeah, it's great. You know, I got a box from Shimano here the other day, and I was unpacking it, and we got some of those 120-gram Colt Snipers, and I was thinking, well, guys, you're going to get a nice rest here for a couple months.
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, fishdope.com, Danny and the boys, Jeff, have all the information on all that stuff going on, and if you don't have fishdope.com, you don't know about it.
Yeah.
If you do, then you know about it.
Numbers and information already up on that bluefin, where it's biting, what it's biting, times of day it's been biting. I mean, that's why you subscribe to FishDope.
Yep. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, Hook up now. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolts of Chica and Edinger. The phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website's Pacific Edge Tackle, and Chris is making great progress on getting the new one put together, so we'll have that doing what it's supposed to be doing here real soon. And, yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week. No telling what. I mean, it might be, you know, Black Marlin, Wahoo.
Yeah,
who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, I know. All right, Mark, thanks
you,
a lot,
Mark,
for that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Got it. We'll see you guys.
Let's head now down to San Diego, out to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our good buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Hey guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Marcos.
Morning.
How are you doing?
Great.
Great. Good morning.
Well, a little slow report here. It's been a slower week here as we were coming to the end of the winter break for a lot of people. New C4th fishing locally, they're seeing a mix of fish there, some bonito, halibut, some sand bass, sculpin in the mix there. So pretty decent fishing on there, and they're going to keep looking around as they go here. And it's like I said, this is always a little tougher part of the year, but they're going to do their best to go out there and look at the different options available. New San Diego, they're done for the season here. He's going to pull in and do a little boat work, but he had a great last trip. 27 anglers down at the Islands are caught. 34 yellowtail, 33 bonito, and 100 red. So there's still some good fishing down there. And at some point here, if we have some interest, we may, you know, put one of those other boats online there. But keep an eye out for that. Check the website, c4thlanding.com, for our half-day schedules up there. If we put any other trips on, we'll throw them up there. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Of course, you know, weather's beautiful right now, a little on the cold side in the morning, but still some good fishing. Still got some family in town visiting. Definitely bring them out fishing.
Awesome. Well, certainly some good opportunities. And like you said, we got some, you know, once we get through this little batch of weather and a little bit of boat work, we got good fishing on the horizon and all good, Marcos. Well, great report as always. Look forward to hearing another one next weekend.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos. All right. Thanks a lot for that. That is going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps and switches as well as sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at Wilson Marine and San Diego Marine Exchange.
All right. Hey, let's jump. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Captain John Collins. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Sounds good, buddy. How about we talk to Gary, who's calling us from Lawndale this morning. Hey, Gary, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. I have a couple of questions about Captain John. And I'd like to know, where did you start your career? And when it comes to remodeling the boats, how do you come up with the upgrades and changes you do? And if you got time, talk about albacore.
I like all those things.
Well, we're all through with that.
Yeah, especially with tropical storms brewing, right?
I got started. I retired from the Navy in 1987. I put 27 years in, and about 2 weeks after I retired, I started managing Point Loma Sport Fishing. I had that job set up with Dan Sansom, who was the owner of the Landing at the time, also the builder of the American Angler. I did that for 4 years, and Danny talked me into coming on board the Angler and working for him on board the Angler itself. So I went over and got my license, and I stayed on the Angler till 2002 when he sold the boat, and then Frank Lopresti had asked me if Danny ever sold the boat if I would come over and work for him on the Royal Polaris. And I went to the Royal Polaris in 2002, and even as of this year, I worked one trip this summer. I'm kind of on a emergency standby only. I'm getting a little bit old to be bouncing around the deck with all those youngsters on board there. And I just don't want to be known as, oh, God, we got to work with that old guy this trip.
I don't think that's
so, that's not true. People go, oh, good, John's on the boat.
So in any event, that's my background.
But I got to say this, John. One thing is that you've also been involved with Friends of Rollo,
yeah.
Captain Rollo's
Correct.
Boats at Sea for a long time. Every trip you do a fundraiser where you have a special jackpot for raising money to take kids fishing for Friends of Rollo. And that is, I mean, you do so much for that organization. You're kind of one of the unsung heroes. You really don't take any credit for it, but you do a lot for Friends of Rollo.
I'm a believer in it. We need a younger generation to take up a lot of us guys. Us older guys are getting into our golden years, so to speak. And we need to get some of that young blood involved in the sport fishing to keep it up like we have in the past.
For sure.
Yeah.
John
indeed.
Does, I mean, I want to go into that just a teeny bit farther. John does a lot of work on his own, gathering prizes, getting rental prizes. A lot of these manufacturers that John represents throughout the years going on trips and things will put together, I mean, we're talking killer raffle prizes, things that you would expect to see at big time events, and then charges a very small amount of money for raffle tickets on the trip, which, you know, if somebody chooses to participate, great. If not, no harm, no foul. But exactly. And then sells those raffle tickets, of which those guys almost always make all their money back and then some based on the prizes, and then turns right around and hands that check over to Friends of Rollo. And spends a lot of time gathering all those prizes. And you do a great job at it.
Thank you
for all that, John.
No
appreciate
doubt.
It. And thanks, Gary, for the call. Appreciate that.
All right. Next up, let's talk to John. John's calling us from Los Alamitos this morning. Hi, John. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, John.
Morning.
John?
My question was, what do you guys think of the perfection knot?
Perfection loop?
Perfection loop.
Yeah.
Perfection loop.
It's a good knot. There's no question about it. I think a lot of guys have gotten away from that when they came out with ringed hooks, but a lot of guys still tie the perfection. It's not an easy knot to teach somebody how to tie. It's a little more involved. I try to keep them simple. I try to find something that works good and is easy. I found, as I was talking with Pete on one of the breaks there, if you start to get a knot that's involved and a little more involved than what somebody feels that they can do, they lose interest right away.
How about the strength of the perfection loop?
It's good. I know several crew members that use it. They firmly believe in it. I know Sanford. You know Sanford.
Oh, yeah.
He uses it. He loves it.
One of the best anglers around.
Yeah, he is. He's a very good rod and reeler.
This is one of the things that cracks me up about knots. And people, oh, that knot's no good, or this knot's no. The perfection loop on the knot tying machine is not nearly as strong as some of the other knots are. That being said, for a lifetime, virtually every big fish in Baja, by every grown multi-generation Mexican captain, they're all tied in the perfection loop.
Perfection
guys
loop.
Like Sanford tied the perfection loop. Just because the knot on a machine gets X amount of pounds and that knot gets Y amount of pounds, it's so much is absorbed through the rod and reel, like Jonathan. I mean, if anything that's tied correctly with its correct amount of pressure with confidence is going to work just fine. Because when you scale a perfection loop, it doesn't hold nearly as strong as a San Diego knot.
Sure.
That said, you put that in the hands of Sanford, he's going to pull harder than you are on a big tuna, and it's not going to fail.
Yeah,
so good knots tied right, they're all good.
Yeah, you're using the appropriate rod and reel and the appropriate drag pressure. A knot doesn't have to be 100%. It could be 80%, 70%.
Right.
You're still going to get the job done.
You got it.
There you go.
I mean,
thanks a lot for the call this morning.
You got it. Let's jump right back into the phones. This time, we're going to talk to Tony, who's calling us from San Francisco. Hi, Tony. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Tony?
Great. Morning,
Happy
Tony.
New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Are you listening to us?
My question for today was, last year was my first big long-range tuna trip, and I bought two Talica 25s, and this year I got a Talica 50 for Christmas. So I wanted to see what line I could put on it, what size line you guys recommend to put on it.
Well, a lot of it has to do with application. If you're going to plan on using that as a kite rod, then you're going to probably want to put 200-pound test specter. If you're going to use it for a bait rod, 130-pound test specter. I don't know anybody that can break 130 pounds. So, and you're going to have
You're going to put hollow on it?
I'm sorry?
You're going to put hollow on it?
You know, you can put hollow if you plan on using inside-the-line connections. That would be definitely the way to go. If you plan on using knotted connections, then you can go hollow or solid. Most guys put hollow line on the heavy line, hollow spectra.
And there are very few manufacturers that produce a solid 130. Just the manufacturing process of spectra lends it to be hollow at 130.
At 130.
Right. You're right.
Yeah, but that's a great reel.
Cool. That's what I was actually thinking about putting on. It was hollow quarter ace, but 130.
Yeah.
I was thinking, though, maybe like 100. Like, and then a 130 mono? What do you think about that?
My recommendation would be don't put a 100-pound specter on a Talica 50. You're undergunning the reel. You got the 25s, put a 100-pound specter on one of them and 130 on the other. but stick with at least 130-pound Spectra on the Talica 50.
Couldn't agree more. And that Talica 50, it's a nice, tall spool. It holds a ton of 130-pound. You would
all you need.
More than you need, so much so that putting 100-pound, I hate to say it that way, but you're almost wasting money because you're going to spend a lot more money to get yardage that you don't need. You're going to be over 700 yards of your 130-pound on that Talica 50, more than enough.
So 130-pound Power Pro hollow ace, and then sometimes guys put 150, a short shot of 150 hollow ace on top of that, right, Rick?
We do, yeah. There are times when guys like fishing heavier line for connection reasons or, you know, the last 50 feet of the fight. I mean, a lot of times when you have 500 yards of line off your reel, you're less likely to be involved in a tangle when your line angle is very high and very far away from the boat than you are when you're straight up and down and you're going under and over guys. So there are times when if somebody wants to fish 200-pound for connection reasons and, you know, spinning around other guys' lines, that we might fill that reel with, you know, 650 yards of 130-pound, and then with hollow, you can just splice one line to the other and fill that last 50 feet or 100 feet or 150 feet with 200-pound, just so that when you're more likely to be on the anchor or wrapped up with the guy next to you, you've got a little bigger diameter, a little safety buffer there.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Hey, enjoy that. Are you listening to us on the app up there in San Francisco?
I am, yeah, and I actually called through the app, too.
All right.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Tony.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that. You know, that app, our Let's Talk Hookup app we're talking about, is amazing. It's free. It's on the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it today if you haven't already. Everybody that uses it just loves it. You can call like Tony just did.
Yeah.
You can actually listen live. You can listen to archives. You can listen to classic archives. You can connect with all our social media, including our YouTube channel, and see the John Collins knot or the soon to be the Tony Pena knot, soon to be the Springer knot, all that stuff is available through the app, the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's easy, it's free. Download it today. Hey, John.
Yes.
While we're at it, let's go ahead and revisit the John Collins knot.
Okay.
How's that sound? Or the RP knot?
That sounds good.
Tommy
to me.
P, ready?
Momentary.
All right, Tommy P is going to be ready.
The camera set up.
This is a very simple knot, and we have it, of course, on our YouTube channel. But John here, being in the Mighty 1090 studios with us today, John's going to redo a quick demonstration. We're actually Dallas is going to put it up on our Instagram and Facebook page.
So right now we're live.
Oh, it's
on
live
Instagram.
On Instagram. Yep. So, is it Facebook too, or?
Well, the live version will just be on the Instagram, and then we'll post it to our Facebook page. But if you want to go on the Let's Talk Hookup, you know, Instagram account right now, you can see John tie the John Collins knot live right this second.
All right, so here you go. It's live on our on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram. Here we go, John.
Here we go.
Yeah. All right.
All right, with the fluorocarbon or mono, you want to form a loop, and that is bend the line around, have the loop above your thumb and forefinger exposed, hold the tag end and the main line of the fluorocarbon out of the way. You're going to just drop the Spectra down through the loop, and as you're watching, you'll see how we just drop it down through the loop, and with the same hand you're dropping the Spectra with, pinch off the loop and the Spectra that you drop through the loop with that hand. The reason for that is that it exposes the two lines, the tag line and the main line of the fluorocarbon or mono that you're going to wrap, and they're out of the way. This way you got the loop out of the way. You're going to wind up using that loop later in the knot towards the end.
Okay.
All right. Now, I just like to, if you can see it, if you're on the line, I like to have the lines over my fingers and keep them together, and then use my thumb and forefinger to wrap the Spectra with.
Does it matter which way you wrap it?
I always like to go over.
Okay.
It's just the way I like to do it.
All right.
It wouldn't make any difference as long as if you go under, make sure you go under on the way back up. Otherwise, you're going to unwrap what you're already wrapped.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, so you want to go in the same direction for the whole purpose of the knot. And then just take your thumb and forefinger, and then you got to go five wraps down. One, two, three, four, five.
Okay.
And I like to have a little space in between. When you do wrap over the Spectra on the way back up, by having these little spaces, they will actually get filled in by the second time you wrap.
Right. And I think
find those little grooves.
I think that that's one of those things that allows for the maximum amount of strength out of that connection.
I agree.
We talk about when it's tied just right, you know, if you're tying it in 40-pound, it probably doesn't make a lot of difference. But I think when you're tying it in 100-pound and pulling on a 200-pounder, those are the little things that make the difference of making that knot never
leave
failing.
Leave spaces in between.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And that way you can tell that you're still wrapping it without over-wrapping.
Correct. Yeah. And as Ricky mentioned, which is really a good point, when you're using 100 and 130-pound, there is a tremendous amount of pressure on this knot because the rod isn't bending a lot,
right.
Therefore the pressure's on the knot. When you're tying freshwater or light saltwater, 15, 20-pound test line, most of the pressure's on the rod, not on the knot.
Yes.
Well said.
So when you make those five wraps, then take your thumb and forefinger and pinch off right at the very end. You're going to do it right at the very end. And then start wrapping back up the same direction over that you wrap to start with so you don't unwrap the knot. So you're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Same number that you did down, now you're doing
correct.
It back.
And you just wrap right up to the base of the loop. And you're going to take the tag line. You can either come up from underneath or go down through the top. It doesn't make a
matter which side.
No.
Okay.
Makes no difference at all. So I'm
going
to
some knots it does, but not on this one.
Not on this one. So I'm just going to come up from underneath. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to pull on both ends of the spectra and both ends of the mono. And just start pulling it, and it'll get tight to a point.
Okay.
Right to the point where it almost wants to stop sliding.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but the knot's not finished yet.
Right.
Yes, and this is important.
This is as far as you get.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to let go of the tag line of the spectra, and you can wrap it around a dowel or you can wrap it around the hand. My hands are so weathered, it doesn't make any difference. And I'm going to wrap it around about four or five times to make sure it doesn't slip. And then I'm going to do the same thing with the fluorocarbon.
Let go of the tag end on the fluorocarbon
right.
and that.
And this is a key point. What you want to do now is you're going to give it a jerk. And what this jerk does, it cinches and locks the knot down. And I'm just going to give it a jerk, and that's it.
And that's it.
Snapped it
close. That's it.
Yeah. And that's important that you get that snap.
You don't want to pull
it
slow. You want to pull it tight.
Tight.
And that locks everything together. Right now, this knot is as small and as tight as it'll ever get. It can't get any tighter than what it is right now.
Wow. And then you trim it out.
Trim it out.
And then and you're ready to go fishing.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. Ready to go catch your big one.
That's
hey, when
it.
We come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. No one makes more lures that get bit by more fish than Shimano. Colt Sniper Jigs, Colt Sniper Jerk Baits, Pop Orca, Butterfly, and the amazing Shimano Flatfall Jig. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you choose the right Shimano jig for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano jigs, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Hey, it's coming! Starting up this coming week, it's the Los Angeles Boat Show at the Fairplex in Pomona, conveniently reached by all points in Southern California.
Next weekend, January 10th through the 13th.
Yeah, indeed. See the newest models, the latest marine gear, tech gadgets, accessories, and anything and everything a boater needs.
You'll find a wide range of new products and services that making and owning a new boat more fun.
Yeah, indeed. And Thursday at noon at 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday 10 to 8, Sunday 10 to 6. Admission's just $15 for kids, 12 and under are free, and discounts are available for U.S. and active military.
We've got a boat with your name on it. It's the Los Angeles Boat Show, January 10th through the 13th at the Fairplex in Pomona.
Indeed. Check out losangelesboatshow.com to purchase tickets or to get more information. That's coming up next week. It's the Los Angeles Boat Show, January 10th through the 13th.
Yamaha Outboards Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyage, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Hey, John Collins, not expert, fishing expert, both fresh and salt water, long range expert. Is there any fish that you haven't caught around here in Southern California, John?
And even if not caught, what's still on the bucket list? You know, what's one that you would love to cross off? Like, I'd really like to catch that, or one that's that big, or what's left on the John Collins list?
Well, we talked about that before the show. Cabarra snapper. I'd love to catch a Cabarra snapper. I've heard so many stories about them. I've heard that they're very, very strong.
Oh, yeah.
Mean fish.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'd kind of like to catch one of those. And I've never caught a rooster fish. I've never been anywhere. Down south, so.
Yeah.
And the ability to catch a rooster fish, but I don't know, pretty much. I think I pretty much fulfilled my dreams. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I always have to ask, too, just because I like hearing it, what's your biggest bass out of one of our Southern California lakes?
Biggest one I caught out of Lake Wolford, and at the time I was tied with another guy for the lake record, was 17 pounds, 1 ounce.
Oh!
17. Oh, my gosh.
17 pounds, 1 ounce.
Yes.
And what did that thing look like when you set the hook and it first comes up to color where you can see the thing, or first jigs his head out of the water? What must that do adrenaline-wise when you see, I mean, 17, a 7-pounder is a giant. It's a bigger fish than most of us have freshwater bass fishing, and then add 10 pounds to that. I just can't imagine.
The guy that I was fishing with, as a matter of fact, he was fishing with me at Lake Castaic. And I put him on a spot, and he wound up catching a 16 1/4 out of Castaic. And of course, he took that fish back to Colorado with him, unfortunately. But he wanted to keep it, and he had it mounted. And the taxidermist said, "Where in the heck did you catch that?"
Where'd you find one of these?
The state record in Colorado was like 12 pounds or something like that.
Wow.
Here he brings back one that's a little over 16 pounds. But in any event, he was the guy that was fishing with me when I caught it at Lake Wolford. That fish came up about gill high. I can't say what I said on the radio. But, I mean, I was excited.
That's cool.
I mean, really, really excited. And I don't ever use a net, so he had to reach down and lip it and bring it in the boat.
Oh, my gosh.
I just can't imagine. I don't use a net.
I've never used a net with a bass. I always figure he's got a chance to get away up until the time I got my thumb and forefinger in his lower jaw. Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine being the lip guy? Like,
Oh, boy.
Talk about the pressure on you all of a sudden. Like, now, like, whether this fish of a lifetime gets on the boat or not is now up to...
That's a real funny story, because I had Booger with me up at Lake Vale one time. He wanted a shot at getting a good one, and we were catching some good ones at that time. And this was relayed to me by Sean Trowbridge of what Booger said, but... In any event, we anchored up on a spot, and we're fishing crawdads, and I got bit, set the hook, and this fish came up, and he said, oh, my God. He said, that's a good one. I said, yeah, it's a nice fish. It was like 12 and a half.
Yeah,
something
it was
like
12,
that.
12
but
and a half.
But it was a nice fish.
Yeah, no big deal. You know, nice one.
No, don't get me wrong. I get excited every time I get one of those fish.
Yeah.
But in any event, as I'm fighting the fish and wanting to get in, I'm looking at Booger. He's looking all over the place. I said, what's the matter? He said, where's your net? And I said, I don't have a net. And he says, oh, my God. And he leaned over the side and he lipped it. And he told Sean, he says, Sean, he says, I thought if he wound up losing that fish because of me, he'd never talk to me again.
But he did.
It was so, oh, he got the fish. We took a couple of pictures, let it go. I honest to God, I wished it would have been him that caught it.
Yeah,
but I really wished it had been him.
Wow, what a fish.
I love
sure.
it, man. That's
hey,
cool.
Well, let's jump into those phones. They're packed up. Want to talk to John.
You got it, buddy. This time we're going to talk to Don, who's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Hi, Don. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy New Year to you all.
You too, buddy.
Hey, I want to thank you for this graduate level course in fishing today, Professor Collins. This is great.
Yeah. Don't know how the knot tying's coming over the radio, but when we add video to it, it's really going to be something.
Yeah.
Definitely going to look it up. So, this question is for all of you. You know, with the idea of bluefin back again this year, if you were in a situation where you only had 80-pound Floral Premier and 60-pound Blue Label, which one would you choose and why?
Great question.
You know, from my point of view, if I was on a sport boat, we were coming, this might explain it a little better. We were on our way back from I was on a 10-day trip and representing AFCO early to mid-December. On the way down, we saw a bunch of free jumping bluefin. They were chasing flyers. We couldn't get them to get on the bait, but they had other things on their minds. We went down below, wound up fishing our trip. On the way home, we allotted a few hours to see if we could come across that bluefin again. We wound up getting a few meter marks with no reaction, and then we found what they call a flat spot, and it was big. I'm going to say it was at least a half a mile wide and anywhere from 2 to 3 miles long. It was absolutely huge.
That's a school.
And we weren't sure what the size of the fish were until we pulled up on it and threw a few baits. And watching the aggressiveness of the boils, I had a 60-pound outfit in my hand. I put that thing away and grabbed my 100-pound outfit because everything we saw was 100 to 150 pounds.
Oh.
And just the way they were boiling told me these things are going to bite. I don't care if you put rope in the water. They're going to bite. They were hungry.
Wow.
And we only had a little bait and a little time, but we did manage to get 15 out of it. And they were all nice fish. Most of them were right around 100 pounds. And a very good friend of mine on the kite, he got one that was 260 on the kite.
Jeez. And when was this, John?
This was, we got back on the 18th, so it was the 17th of December, and it was 180 miles south. On the way down, we saw him just a little bit southwest of Geronimo. On the way home, we saw him in between Geronimo and San Martin.
So. They're still here.
Real.
And they were moving north.
North?
Yeah. They were moving north.
This is so cool.
Wow.
Indeed. But by the aggressiveness of the boils is what I kind of go by. When you see fish that come up and they're, I call them shining, they're leaving a swirl in the water, but they're not real aggressive, I think I'd have a tendency to go to the lighter line. But when they're blowing out and throwing white water all over and boiling immediately after you start throwing bait in the water, I think that's when you find I would probably go to that 80-pound versus the 60-pound.
They're hungry.
Yeah, they want to bite.
As a general rule, I tend to fish a lot of Premier in my lighter line sizes, and I tend to fish Blue Label in my heavier line sizes. They're two very, very premium products. They're very good fluorocarbons. Premier tends to be a little more soft, a little more supple. It ties a little easier. It casts a little nicer.
A little more stretch.
A little more stretch. But when you're tuna fishing, especially long-range tuna fishing, Blue Label has better abrasion resistance, and it's stronger. It's a larger diameter. So, you know, his question is very poignant because a 60-pound Blue Label would be very similar to an 80-pound Premier. And, you know, you just have to choose what characteristics are going to benefit you more. Better casting, better knot tying, a little more supple, or brute strength, bigger diameter, better abrasion resistance.
Yeah.
The fortunate thing is there's not a wrong call between those two. You're talking about two great lines and by a great manufacturer.
Seaguar is introducing this month the new Gold Label, which we had the chance to try a little bit of it. It's in smaller test.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff is amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And they're making a big push at the Fred Hall show.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say because I'm not allowed to say
okay.
anything beyond that.
On the new Gold Label?
There's going to be a good deal on it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
They want to make a splash.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Rich and Bradley, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Rich.
Good morning, guys. May not believe this, but I want to talk about knots, and that was great information on the Premier and Blue Label.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna bank that away and make sure I take advantage of those characteristics. My question is about the Springer knot. I kind of grew up fishing the San Diego Jam knot until I learned how to tie the Palomar knot, and then found out I couldn't use the Palomar on the heavier line test. And so that Springer knot seems like a great solution for that problem. And I'm wondering, on the other end of the spectrum for a Springer knot, would you use that on lighter line tests and all the way down to potentially finesse bass fishing? And would you also like to use it on lures? So I'm wondering, what's your perspective on switching around different types of knots for the different line tests?
Great questions.
Yeah, you know, the thing is about knots, when you tie knots on a hook and you catch a nice fish, almost every crew member, captains, anybody will tell you, cut off a short piece of line or retie. When you're using lures, I don't know anybody that catches a fish on a lure, cuts a little bit off and reties the lure. And I think that's where the advantage of having something bulky like a San Diego or a double San Diego will allow you without any lack of confidence in catching multiple fish on a double San Diego versus, let's say, the Springer knot. It's designed, it's a one-fish knot. That's what it's designed for. It's really, it was, in my opinion, designed perfectly for the bigger fish. You can use it on light line, not a problem. But I would retie it. Every time I caught a fish on, I would just retie it, just like
smart.
I would any other knot that I use on a hook.
Smart practice.
Yeah.
The thing is, on 12-pound, a San Diego knot is still plenty small.
Very small.
But on 100-pound, it's very big. And the Springer knot is small, whether it's on 12 or whether it's on 100. And that's,
exactly.
That's the big advantage is in heavy line fishing, you've got a very secure knot that's not real big and bulky. And just like John's saying, when you roll up onto a school that's blowing out of the water and eating every bait in the corner, it does not matter that there's an inch and a half long, 15-turn double San Diego knot. But if it's really picky, really scratch fishing, and you're having to fish smaller hooks and lighter line and all those things, maybe that's something that does make a difference. Maybe not, but you know, it's just one of those things. If you're going to try and put every little trick in your bag and trying to get a bite from a very finicky bluefin, that might be one of those tricks, small and stealthy.
And in addition to that, stealthy is the name of the game. In addition to that, when the fish are touchy and long soaks are in order, my choice as far as hooking a bait goes, to keep it stealthy, I like to shoulder hook or hook my bait above the gills, in the just right above the gill. I like to do it that way because that bait will stay close to the surface, and everything is above the bait versus below the bait, a belly hook bait. You've got that hook dangling out of its belly, and it's swimming down. When the fish are aggressive, it doesn't make a bit of difference. But when those fish are on a long soak and they're picky, I found that shoulder hook bait.
That's key.
Unsurpassed as far as getting bites go.
All right, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Question, you're leaving on the Independence tomorrow. Are you a crew member or an angler?
How dare you? I am on emergency call only as far as working goes.
Okay.
I'm
you're
gonna
done
be,
working.
I'm pretty much done.
You're an angler.
I'm going as an angler, and I'm happy to represent Seeker Rods on this trip.
All right.
That's great.
Fantastic. All right. And the trip's full.
You know something? I'm glad you mentioned, I know we're running short on time, but can I just, I'd like to throw in something that's important, I think, for these guys. You know, most of the guys that go on these longer trips, 13, 14, 16, 18-day trips, they're older. It's an older clientele. And you never know what's going to happen between the time you book, and most of those guys book those trips a year in advance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You need to.
Commonly.
I highly, and I can't overemphasize getting trip insurance. Yeah. I think it is absolutely critical because the boat can't afford to have you get sick and not get money for the trip or be able to fill that trip at the last minute. We've had three cancellations on full fare tickets in the last week.
Oh, oh boy.
Two of them had trip insurance, thank God. No one didn't. And unfortunately, the guy that didn't is not getting his money back. No, we can't do that. You can't run a business that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the two people that got trip insurance said they got it because they looked at the website, they got the information off the website, and it's a very cheap investment when you're paying $5,000 to $7,000 for a fishing trip.
No doubt about it, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, let's try and sneak in one more quick one, Rick.
You got it. How about it's Art in Point Loma? Art, good morning. Got a quick one for us here on Let's Talk Hookup?
Good morning.
Hi, Art.
Go ahead, buddy.
Hi. I just like to say thank you, John, for all the help you've done for me in tying all the knots, the Spranger knot, you know, the Tony Pena knot, of course, the John Collins knot. But there's one other knot that basically pretty much saved my life. For when I went fishing with Mr. Collins, I actually fell overboard on his bass boat, and he was able to cinch a boat line under my arms and tied the cleat hitch knot and drug me into the shore.
Nice!
Before he got me into the shore, he says, "Hey, Art, here I am, 57 degree water," and he's telling me, "Art, would you please pick up that little marker buoy there for me?"
And did you?
No, I did not.
Oh, darn.
I had a few words for Mr. Collins, but I did not. He tucked me into this shoreline, and I was able to flop myself up in the bow.
That's funny.
He couldn't stop laughing.
he's still laughing.
Yes.
Once he got on the boat.
Yeah, once he got on the boat. Hey, Art, thanks
good
a lot
story.
For the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing. We're giving away that overnight trip on the Freedom out of 22nd Street Landing. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dino Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dino Wharf. Join the Dino Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dino Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on it overnight on the Freedom out of 22nd Street Landing going to Brian in Westminster. Brian hung on till the very end of the show, didn't quite make it on, but as we always say, if you hang on, giving it your all, you're in the running, and there you go. Brian was the big winner at the end of the show today.
All right, congratulations. John, always fantastic
information.
So much fun. Appreciate you and all you do for anglers and all you do for Captain Rallo's Kids at Sea, Friends of Rallo.
I can't believe how fast these 2 hours
goes fast,
easy, isn't it?
It's like a blink of the eye.
But here's the beauty of this. We can relive on our app, on the archives, on the Let's Talk Hookup archives, either on the website or on our app. You can relive this show again. And Tommy P, who is here in the studio filming, will be putting up those YouTube videos very, very soon. So we can relive what we did here today.
Excellent.
All right.
I'm going to relive it tomorrow.
All right. Hey, you're going to relive it live on the Independence. Well, have a great time.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
John.
Thank you, John, and we'll look forward to having you back. We'll look forward to having you back tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup. Rosie and Jeff Flowers from Cedros Sport Fish are going to be here talking Cedros fishing with Rosie and Jeff tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks, Adam. On the other side of the glass for all he does for Let's Talk Hookup. And we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.